Utah's warm, dry winter means a measly snowmelt. Water watchers are already writing off 2015 as one of the state's driest water years, even though it's just halfway over. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
Most years, the dogs splashing in Parley's Creek would find the water here cold and swift with spring snowmelt. But this trickle, about a third of normal, is as good as it's going to get. Forecasters say there's no more runoff to look forward to. Randy Julander watches water for the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says Parley's Creek is just one data point in a dismal tally of water statistics statewide.
We are now at the lowest snowpack of the last 35 years or so on the Weber, the Twilla, the Provo, the Northern Uintas, the Duchesne, the Price, the San Rafael, and the Sevier.
Julander says more than a quarter of his measuring sites have never recorded so little snow. Reservoirs may be close to last year's levels, but the skimpy snowpack means they won't fill up. Temperatures have been record warm all winter, and precipitation last month was less than half of normal. Julander blames a weather pattern that's been stuck for a surprising 4 years in a row.
We hope it goes away and goes away soon. You know, it's like that family member that comes back and stays and stays and never goes away, you know?
The winter climate's having other impacts, too. The Utah Avalanche Center closed for the season on April Fool's Day, about a month early. And Governor Gary Herbert's already hinted that Utah could see water rationing this summer. Judy Fays, KUER News.